Yat e she'e Nikki Cooley yinishia and she'e kinyaani nishlingo look at the bashishchin adot zetlana e dashinale adot ho headline e dashiche bestot jindeshki do shat ho da e nasha hot awe dine as son inishle. I'm of the Towering House clan and I'm born for the Reed people clan, my father's clan, and then my maternal grandparents are of the Water That Flows Together. Paternal are of the Many Goats clan, and I come from two small communities called Blue Gap and Shonto, Arizona. The long-term effects of these changes are most, I think, concerning in terms of how tribal members are going to be able to conduct their ceremonies and their prayers and their offerings during the four different seasons. We don't really recognize the four seasons now because sometimes we recognize four seasons in 1 month instead of 1 year. And so tribal members have said to me that some of the plants that they gather that they use for their ceremonies are not growing at the time they should be harvested, so that throws off their ceremonial calendar. So if they can't harvest fish because they're not spawning and they're not regenerating, they can't hold their annual celebration in honor of the fish and whatnot. So that throws off that calendar, and that just doesn't feel right to them, and that's very concerning. So, you know, that has these ripple effects of the mental and spiritual impacts, not just the physical impacts that they're seeing. My friend from Donna Otham said, tribes have always adapted. We've always learned and known that we've had to adapt to the different changes. Now we just have to act quicker. Now they have science, they have these numbers and data behind what they're saying. So the qualitative and the quantitative data are coming together. They have to adapt by including probably nurseries or greenhouses or relying on partners at academic institutions or federal agencies who may have these seed banks or these greenhouses where they can grow some of their plants and then also have that available at the time that they need. They're also trying to see if they can shift slightly their ceremonial calendar, but that comes with responsibilities at a certain time that you weren't expecting it. And it has to also go through the approval of the knowledge holders, traditional knowledge holders, the medicine men and women within the tribe too. So there's a ripple effect of consequences and actions that need to be taken. We as tribes have always had this science, indigenous science, but in the past the Western world has seen it as anecdotal or hearsay because it's words, not numbers. But they have slowly realized, with the insistence of tribal people, of their observations, their long-term observations coincide with the scientific data that has been collected since Aldo Leopold's time and beyond. We're just now realizing, I think, really fully in the Western world, that the traditional knowledge is just as valuable. Now we are being heard, and we're demanding to be heard, because that we know how important scientific information is to backing up what we have to say, and vice versa. Tribal communities, indigenous communities all over the world are great examples of not giving up. They have been through some of the worst genocidal, environmental events, but yet we're still here.